Yes, let's start. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. And I'm Fiona Nagel, and with us as well is Catherine Jalliman. And we want to thank you so much for taking the time to hear about our Queen Salon Facilitator Training Program. And we know it's the end of the day, and we just want to be able to provide you with some good information and perhaps inspire you as well. And talk you through what some of the roles and responsibilities are for the salons, and we'll take some questions and so forth. So anything you want to add to that, Catherine?
No, thank you. That was great.
Wonderful.
Just excited that you're here with us and looking forward to being with you for this next hour.
So why don't we go ahead and introduce ourselves? And then we'll have everybody introduce themselves. So I'm Fiona, and I am the queen of breath, serenity, groundedness, contentment, and joy. And I founded the Queen Salons about 4 years ago because I felt the need to connect and be supported by sister queens, other women who shared the same vocabulary and the same perspective that I had coming through the PAX workshops. And I'd been having a little trouble finding all of you, so decided to create a forum where we could easily connect and learn with each other and talk about how we're living the material in daily life. And so the Queen Salon started. And what I thought was kind of fun as I was becoming a leader and sharpening and deepening my leadership skills was that I actually am a trained mediator and facilitator. I have a doctorate in dispute resolution, and a lot of that is group dynamics and learning how to facilitate group conversation. And when I was learning all of that, I also developed a model for creating authentic spaces for social change, which is exactly what salons are. And I didn't think about that at the time that I was creating the salons, but they just sort of developed organically. So in hindsight, I think that was kind of fun and a very authentic place to be and for the salons to come out of that. I will also say that I live in Los Angeles, and I love to dance when I'm not doing all this stuff. And I'm moving into a new business of my own, aside from my day job, which is going to be leadership coaching in authentic leadership and feminine leadership. So, Catherine, would you like to say a few
words? Thanks, Fiona. Yes, please. So I'm Catherine Jalliman, and I've been supporting Fiona with the Queen Salons in terms of I teach the Queen course, now known as the Queen's Code for Life. I've been doing that for 10 years. And at the Queen courses, I really encourage the women to stay in contact with their sister queens. And I was just very impressed. I've gone to a couple of Fiona's Queen Salons in Los Angeles, and just the energy and the upliftment of the space just was very moving for me. So I'm really honored and privileged to be able to be doing this with Fiona, co-leading this facilitators program. I also lead the course formerly known as Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, and I co-created and co-lead the Queen Two with Allison. And recently I've created my own workshop called the Queen Goddess Workshop. And besides workshops, I'm also a painter, and painting is one of my greatest tank fillers. And I live about an hour north of Manhattan on a hill in the woods. And living here in nature really grounds me in my noble qualities. And my noble qualities are serenity, grace, beauty, and love. So again, just thank you for being on this call with us. For those of you who came while we were introducing ourselves, welcome. And the purpose of this call is to give you a sense of how to start a salon in your community, if there isn't one there already, and the various roles available in leading a salon, and how our facilitator program, training program, guides you in this process of starting your own salon, leading the salon in your community. And we'll also be answering any questions you may have about joining our next training class, which will begin on July 15th. And it's Fiona's and my it's our hope that by the end of this call that you will have clarity about whether the opportunity resonates with you and if you're ready and willing to jump in and to bring the Queen Salons to your community. Or if there is already a Queen Salon in your community that you'd like to join in the facilitators there. So if there's a salon that's meeting regularly near you, you know, that you'd be able to join in with the facilitators that are already there. Anything to add to that, Fiona?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, great. So we want to just kind of give you a quick recap of salons. So when we say the Queen Salon, or we just say salons, the Queen Salons or salon, what we mean are both the individual meetings, like the monthly gatherings, you know, in a private setting, so either the monthly or it's bi-monthly. And we also are referring to the community of queens in that area as the Queen Salon. For instance, we might say the West LA Queen Salon. That means that group of women there. And it also means the regular meeting. So the purpose of the salons are to support us, support, you know, everyone who's attending, who's a part of it, to really being a queen in daily life, to keeping their queen alive. And in the salons, we learn with and from each other. And salons, at the salons, we're the source of our own wisdom. And at the salon, at the salons also, you'll feel re-energized, you know, tapping back into that queenly energy like that was at the Queen Course. You'll also feel seen and honored for your greatness and, you know, appreciated for the queens that we truly are. So the salons are bi-weekly or monthly meetings to discuss and explore the different aspects of the PACS material. And at the salons, we share personal challenges and triumphs in being a queen, and we strengthen your ability to honor yourself as a queen, to honor the men in your life, the other women in your life, actually to honor your whole realms. And at the salon, there's always a topic that's related to being a queen that draws from PACS material or from being a queen in life, life's observations. And it always comes back, it always returns to us being our best self. And also at salons, it creates a sense of support and continuation for the transformation that happened at the Queen Course. So you began that journey of the Take 10, you opened and connected to the queen that you are, and then the salons help you to continue that. And they also help integrate the Queen Course and apply it to your daily life. And they're designed to be safe and sacred spaces. They're private and casual, and they're free of charge. And the salons are led by a trained facilitator or co-facilitators who empower the participants at the salon to learn from within the group and to grow with their sister queens. So that's kind of an overview of what we mean when we're talking about a salon. Anything to add to that, Fiona?
Nothing except that the salons are always perfect every time they meet, and that's part of the magic of salons.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
So let me share a little bit about the roles and responsibilities, because Catherine mentioned that they're led by a trained facilitator or co-facilitators. And so there's a few different ways that women can participate and lead the salons. And the first thing to know is that it's possible to facilitate and do all the roles on your own. I did that myself for 3 years. Or you can do it as a team, like co-facilitators with a group. So, for example, in San Diego, there are 3 ladies working together, and in Seattle, there's 4. So all these roles could be filled by the same person or shared among a group. And so there's 3 main roles. The first is the facilitator. She's the one who's the leader, and she nurtures and guides the group, and she's really grounded in feminine leadership. She's the one who organizes the group and the individual meetings, selects the topics, reminds and refreshes the information from the Queen Course, opens and closes the meetings, guides the discussion during the meeting, and watches over the group interactions to make sure there's a good flow. So she's basically the leader of the group. And her real accountability is for the safety and the sacredness of the space. The second role is that of hostess, and this is a supporting role who partners with the facilitator. And her responsibilities are really to provide a private space that's safe and large enough to hold the meetings, and she's really the hostess for all her guests, which are the participants, and sees to their comfort, their security, and their well-being both before, during, and after meetings. And a third role is that of outreach, and this is also a supporting role who also partners with the facilitator, and we really love to call her the Queen of Communication. And she's the one who maintains the email list for the group and sends out the regular email invitations, letting everybody know about the dates and the topics, and she gathers the RSVPs and responds to inquiries. And she might also write and post invitations on Meetup or other PAX community forums, and is basically the one who invites participation and contribution by the queens in the local community. Now, one thing to know is that if you're interested in being only a hostess or helping out with outreach, then there's no real need for training, although you will collaborate with the facilitators. But if you do want to be more involved, like picking topics, shaping the group, guiding the discussions, having a little more decision-making over what the group looks like and feels like, then training is called for, and then you become a full equal partnership with other women if they are also interested in taking those roles as well. So that's when you become co-facilitators. And one thing to know is that sometimes people think that they're not qualified to be a facilitator, but that they discover their excitement for doing more really almost compels them to be a facilitator. And so initially they think they can't be one, but in fact they can very easily be one, and we'll describe what a facilitator looks like in a moment. Anything to add to that, Catherine?
No, that was great. Thanks, Fiona.
Well, I think we can take a couple of questions at this point.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so if you have a question, if you want to press 1 on your keypad, and we'll take a couple questions. Anybody wants to, or if you have a comment as well, you can push 1. My goodness.
Diane, you have the mic.
Hi, Diane.
Yeah, thank you. I wondered, are you going to discuss in detail how much time the training takes and all of that to be a facilitator?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And this is totally different than PML, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Diane.
That was it.
Okay, and
Candy, you have the mic.
I had the exact same question as Diane. So,
well, that was easy.
It was.
We'll be getting to that in just a moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jenna? Hi, Jenna.
Hi. I am looking at your website, and it said the training, the 3-hour group training and the 3-hour personalized private coaching. And so if there were several women, let's say 3 or 4, that would like to co-facilitate, how do you designate the training, either the group or the personalized private coaching training? I could maybe wait for later when you explain what the facilitating is about?
Yes, we will. I'm glad you asked that, and actually we will talk about all of those details in a few moments.
Okay.
So it's a great question, though, Jenna, and I'll be sure to answer that in a moment. For now, why don't we go ahead and just take questions about anything we've talked about up until this point. If you have questions about the training, hold on to that, because we'll get to that in a moment.
But if anyone has any questions about what we've covered so far, could you press 1 on your keypad, please?
Yeah.
And Diane, did you have another question?
Yes, I did. Are all of the queens, Are they all graduates of the entire PAX courses, or just Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women?
And the Queen course. For the Queen Salon, you have to have taken the Queen course.
Okay, the Queen course
and Celebrating Men. Okay. Yes, because that's a prerequisite for the Queen.
So just those two are the prerequisites to attend the salons. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Thank you. And Angelique, you had a question? You have the mic?
Thank you. Regarding the outreach, will PAX be providing each locality with a list of graduates from Queen course in order to help with the outreach?
Do you want to answer that, Fiona?
So the mostly outreach is the email lists are built through word of mouth and also through the workshops. So we've been gathering names and addresses from women all across the country and Canada for the last 4 years. And Catherine, as workshop leader, is also gathering names from all the women in the workshops that she's leading. So that's how we primarily build the list. PAX has sent out emails for us in the past. You've probably seen the one that went out a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way that we're reaching out to women. That one is not location specific because it goes out to everybody. But when they come to the website, then they can provide their name and contact information and their location. So we're building the lists organically.
Thank you.
And the other thing, too, is going to be on PAX's website, where I forgot exactly the tab that it's going to be, but it's PAX Recommends and other ways to get involved. There'll be a link to our website there, too, so women mm-hmm. who've taken the Queen course can find that as well.
Right.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Susan, did you have a question?
Nope. Yes.
Sorry, Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
Oh. Are there more than one Susan?
Susan Lyon.
Okay, hi. Thanks. I was wondering where to find the recording from last week?
Oh, that's a lovely question. We actually have it on the website, and right on the front page there, it's I think the second or third line down, where you'll see about the June 2nd date, and there's a link on there for the recording.
I'm sorry, which website? It seems like there's so many websites now.
You mean you don't know our site? Our site is queensalons.net.
Okay. Queen?
Sorry,
queen? Singular queen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, salon.net.
Salon, plural.
Mm-hmm. Queen salons.
Okay, one queen, multiple salons. Okay, great.
Exactly, .net, and you'll find it on there.
Thank you.
I'm so used to saying the site that I forget that there's lots of sites out there. Oh, my goodness me. Let's see. Catherine, shall
Janine?
We take a couple more?
Let's take one. Yeah, Janine, you have the mic.
Hi, thank you. My question is related to the question about lists. So if we are interested in the possibility of facilitating, but might also be interested in the possibility of facilitating with a co-facilitator, can you guys help pair us up with other people who might be interested in that?
Absolutely.
Partnering with us?
Awesome. Absolutely. Absolutely. If there's an,
That's
if
why
there
we
are...
were just checking, too, where you're from, so we can connect you, too.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Thanks, Janine.
You're welcome.
And let's take one more, and then we'll come back to questions at the end as well. So, Amy,
you have the mic?
Hi, this is Amy. Thank you. So I'm in New Jersey, right outside of New York City, and I'm guessing there are a number of people in, Westchester, New York, Queens, et cetera. And so if we have to, or if we want to look to find, say, a central location to get enough people, but we have to rent a space, is it feasible to do something like a meetup where people pay just to reimburse for the room, but there's still no fee for the salon?
We actually haven't done that before, but I suppose it is possible because we do. There are donation jars, at the salons, so it's certainly possible to do something like that. Although we do try to encourage people to find a no-cost space, like usually somebody's living room is a lovely place to be, or a rec room. Very often, like condo complexes will have rec rooms or something like that. But certainly if a space needs to be rented, then that's something that we can figure out.
Okay, yeah, just curious. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I think, Catherine, we should move on.
Yes, move on. Yes. So what we'd like to do now is describe what a facilitator is. And then while you're listening to this, if you can listen from the place of, like, does this fit for who you are or who you want to be in the future? So there's four main defining characteristics of you as a salon leader. And they are that you deeply understand and you're consciously moving toward embodying the queen in your life. So really being your best self. You're consciously moving towards that and embodying that. And the second one is that you create a safe and sacred space in the salon. And the third one is that you have time to commit regularly to a salon. That's one of the important things about a salon, is that there's a regularity to it, so that you have enough time and space to be able to commit to that. And then fourthly, that you're open to exploring new ideas. These are the things that you bring to the table from the start of your training. So these four things are who you are being, and they're already an expression of you and who you can be counted on to be. So those are four really critical things. And additionally, now or in the future, there are some other things that you are or that you want to be. A woman or a queen who's present and aware and grounded. You know, many times in our life we get ungrounded, but that you have a base of being grounded and present and aware. That's really important for a facilitator. And also that you're honored and you're happy to be accountable for the salon and for the attendees. That you are a leader and a role model. That you're nurturing and compassionate and playful. And that you listen well and that you're sensitive to others. And also that you create and you care about community. This is a queenly community, and that has to be something that you care about. And also that you inspire. And also that you inspire participation and collaboration and partnership. And this is true if you're leading alone for the salon, and also if you're leading with other facilitators. So if you feel like you don't feel all these right now, like that's not who you are at this moment, that's okay. As long as you're open to learning and growing in these areas, then you'll be a great queen salon facilitator. So you don't have to be all of these. These are the minimum requirements. And these are qualities that you need to facilitate, but they can come with time. You can gain more access to them in the training program and as you start to lead your salons. And then finally, you as a facilitator, you make certain commitments to yourself and to your partners and to your group and to Fiona and I as your mentors. And those are that you're responsive to requests and invitations, et cetera, from your queen community, that you maintain a safe and supportive space at the salons, and that you encourage everyone who attends to participate. You know, it's an equal, everyone has equal footing and equal wisdom and contributions to make, and you establish that and you encourage that. And also that you establish and enforce boundaries. And then finally that you collaborate with Fiona and myself as your Queen Salon mentors, and that you collaborate with and you support the others in this program. So we're going to be starting a program in July so that we're doing this as a collaboration of queens. And then also if you're in a community that has co-facilitators, that you also collaborate and you support them. And if you have separate hostesses and outreach people, they're a part of your community too, and so there's that same partnership, collaboration, and support. Anything to add to that, Fiona? Uh-oh, did Fiona drop off?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yes, I'm great.
Like okay.
No, that was perfect. I have nothing to add to that.
Thanks, Fiona. So let's talk about the program itself. It seemed they're excited to know all the details. So let's talk about our program.
So the one quick thing about why we started this program is because when I began the salons 4 years ago, they grew so quickly. It was quite astonishing to see the growth both in the salon and in the interest that was generated all up and down the West Coast. And other groups started springing up organically. And we discovered quite quickly, though, that it was helpful to have some more hands-on being proactive in helping to guide and create the salons, because sometimes they wink out, you know, and people sometimes have the desire and the enthusiasm, but they need a little bit of guidance and training. And then I've been getting requests from all across the country and Canada for the last 4 years to help start these salons. So in December of last year, Catherine and I, we've been working on this for a couple of years actually, we launched our first class of trainees in December, and we have 17 women right now who are halfway through the class, through the year of the training. So, you know, there's a system now of salons, and there's a format and what they look like. And we kind of, you know, formalized it and organized it a bit and put all the pieces together. So it's almost like one of our lovely facilitators, she likes to call it a paint-by-numbers system, because it's really easy to follow. So it's 12 months of training, and what it includes is all the training and support materials. So there's a 23-page handbook and other written documents. There are training videos. There's also a suggested topics list for you to be leading in your salons. There's also different variations on the format, and there's recordings of all the calls and trainings that we have. You begin with three group trainings, so everybody in the class gets 3 hours of group training together, and then there's a total of 3 hours of this personalized private coaching, which occurs over the first 2 to 3 months of leading your salons. And if there's a team of facilitators working together, then the coaching is the whole team together, because you're working in partnership. So if it's four ladies leading a salon, then the four of you, including myself, so five of us, are on the call together. And then every month we have a group topic call, and that's with everybody in the class, and also you'll be combined with the first class of ladies. And those topic calls cover at least two topics. One is whatever the suggested topic is for the month to lead in your salon. This past month it was the ideal woman, and you can choose to do that one, or you can choose to do a different topic if it makes more sense for your group, and we get into that with the training about how to choose topics. And then there's also a leadership topic included on that monthly call. So this month our leadership topic was intuition and feminine leadership, and it was really juicy. And then we talk a little bit about some of the skills of facilitating, the craft of facilitating. We talk about outreach and bringing more ladies into the groups and so forth. And then you also, part of the training, of course, includes the practice, which means you're actually leading your own salons within the first month or two of your first trainings. And this is really important. It's kind of like, really what this is you're growing in feminine leadership, is what really this training is all about. And so, of course, it needs to be practiced, not just talked about in theory. So depending on how often you lead your salons, whether it's once a month or twice a month, the salons are an hour and a half long. So you're going to have anywhere from 15 to 33 hours of actual leading during the course of the year. And then we have two online forums, one of which is private, that's just among the facilitators, so that's to connect you with your sister facilitators. And then there's a public one that includes a calendar where you can post all of your meetings so that ladies who would like to attend, who are not on your email list necessarily, they can see where a salon is happening and what the topic is and when and so forth. The address, however, is always kept private, and that's for, your safety and the safety of the group. And then we provide assistance in growing your salons. So we mentioned earlier, for example, at the workshops, You know, Catherine always talks about the salons, and we always have sign-up sheets in the back of the room, and we have a lovely postcard that introduces the women to the website, queensalons.net, and we also do some other kinds of outreach with PAX and PAX Community Connects. And then finally, at the end of the year, you actually become certified as a Queen Salon Facilitator, which also means that if you moved somewhere, for example, and you wanted to start a new salon somewhere else, you would be able to do that. So this is what's included in the 12 months of training, and the cost, which I know you all want to know about, is $11.95, and that covers anywhere from 36 to 54 full hours of training and support plus materials. Now, one thing I want to make really clear is that the $11.95 is per salon group. It's not per individual. So that means that if, for example, there were four of you working together in partnership as co-facilitators in one salon area, then you would actually split that cost among you. So instead of, so you'd split the $1,200 among the four of you, and so it'd be $300 for the year. And there's, we've broken that out into 5 months, you know, paid over 5 months' time. So I wanted to make that clear because sometimes there's confusion about that point. Anything you want to add to that, Catherine? I know I raced right through it.
No, you did great. You did great. Well, I think, you know, just because of the time, I think it'd be it'd be great to hear from, because we have some of our facilitators on with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did great. And
thank
I think
you.
After they kind of tell their experience, then I think we could take some questions.
Okay.
Does that sound good? Or anything else that you wanted to add? I think the only thing that I wanted to just kind of mention is, you know, we give you like a format and we suggest topics, but the one of the things that's really great is that as you get to know your community, you get to really kind of create how it's going and, you know, you get to know, like, which day of the week is good for you to meet on and, you know, is it better to have twice a month or once a month and, you know, which topic are people asking about, what seems to be coming up. So you have there's a lot of freedom in kind of a context of great support and of that format that Fiona spoke about.
And we're always
clear enough?
Yes, and,
okay.
And also that we're also available to help with those kinds of decisions,
exactly.
You know, if you want our feedback on that as well. We provide a lot of support that way too. So let's see, we do have two of our ladies on the call.
Oh, great.
Would you like to introduce them?
Yes. Well, I wanted just to let you know too that we have, currently there's 7 salons across the country, and there's 17 facilitators that are currently in this program, and we're halfway through, as Fiona mentioned. And we wanted to have a couple of them be here with you and share their experience. We thought that would give you a good idea of what it's like. So we have Sylvia, who is part of the, is it the West LA? The West
mm-hmm.
LA.
West LA.
And Sylvia, could you take a couple of minutes and please share your experience? You have the mic.
Sure. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sylvia. Yes.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. So as you said, my name is Sylvia Thompson. I am one of the facilitators. There are 3 of us for Westside LA that are going through the training right now. And first of all, my first noble quality is love. I'm queen of love, and I have been involved with the Queen Salons as an attendee for a while because the Westside Salon has been around for a while, and also then as a hostess, and then in the fall I was eager to become one of the facilitators in training when Catherine and Fiona opened up the opportunity. So I wanted to be a part of what the salons have done for me as an attendee has been so profound that I wanted to make sure that I was contributing to its continuance, and so it's why I was so moved to be a part of the facilitator training. And when I say profound, I got on the call and I heard sort of alluding to what Catherine was talking about, how grounding it is. And that's what the salons have done for me, is that the workshop was so amazing that taking the Queen workshop, in fact, was life-changing for me. But then I went back to the world, and what the salons have done for me has been a touchstone to keep that Queen alive in me and to help me with the challenges I face in life, et cetera. So what going through the training has done has, first of all, I have learned so much about just being as opposed to doing. When I first started the training, the idea when the first time I was going to lead my first salon, I was going to lead the salon. And what was really lovely is what I've learned from that is that the wisdom that comes from our women in our salon is just so amazing, and that I am not there to do anything, that I am there to be the facilitator. And that has been an incredible learning experience for me. So I got that from leading the salon, from actually taking the training. It was a sense of camaraderie and collaboration of queens in a way that I have not been able to experience. I took the Queen workshop 4 years ago. I have not had the experience of a collaboration of queen in leadership until I've been doing this Queen Salon, and it's amazing. And I've tried bringing it into my life with non-queens as well, because it is lovely that I'm doing it with two other women, because we are constantly practicing being in partnership, and it's so been so incredible in terms of developing that muscle in me. So I'm trying to think if there was any out and out thing I just love the salons. I love the idea behind them. I love that Catherine and Fiona have put this facilitator training in practice, because I believe every community needs to have this, that every queen, and if I travel for my job, I want to know that if I'm coming to Boston, that there's a Queen Salon I could go to while I'm there, I would be in heaven, because it like I said, it's a touchstone. So I'm rambling probably at this point. So that's
wonderful. Thanks, Sylvia. And it wasn't rambling. You were sharing from the heart, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much. And thanks for
you're very welcome.
For
thank
being
you.
Part of you. Yeah.
May I add one quick thing to that, Catherine?
Of course.
What Sylvia didn't mention is that since she started the training, and I don't know if it's specifically because of the training or probably the training has, as she was saying, helped build the muscle, but Sylvia has emerged as a true leader in her community, not just the Queen community, but in her work life and other volunteer life as a true, true leader, to the point where last month or 2 months ago, she was asked to speak in front of Congress. That's a big deal.
Yes. And she probably wouldn't tell us that, so thanks.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah. Making a difference for the country.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sylvia. Thanks, Fiona.
Yeah.
And we have Jeannie Dow with us, too. She's a facilitator in the program right now from Atlanta. Hi, Jeannie. You've got the mic.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Hi, Catherine, Fiona.
Hi.
Everyone. Thanks for inviting me to share about my experience. So, Jeannie Dow, I'm the only facilitator here in Atlanta, and my first noble quality is I am the queen of connection, which is a perfect opportunity to be the facilitator. Since I'm the only facilitator, I manage all of the communications and organize it and work with the hostess for every month. And that itself has been very rich and collaboration of queens in Atlanta, and really it's been so much fun. What for me, all the things that Catherine said before about what there is to get out of being a facilitator, I remember thinking, wow, I have no idea what that'll look like. But I'll take it on, no matter how much I was shaking in my boots to think that I could actually have this in my life. But, you know, out of my dream of wanting to facilitate to the Queen graduates, probably for 12 years, ever since I did my first workshop. So, and this year is the first year for Atlanta for the Queen Salon. So I jumped on it, and my experience, it's just been so profound. I've gotten, wow, I feel like myself, I'm a totally new person. My feminine leadership is, capacities have developed so profoundly that I had no idea what that would look like. My experience with the salon itself is it's such a privilege and, again, a profound experience to have these conversations with other Queen graduates. It's just a profound conversation and leaves them so newly, deeply grounded in the different distinctions of the Queen Course. And, of course, you know, selfish for me is I have to do it first. So, you know, I have a whole new life from studying each topic for the last 6 months and developing my own self and providing that for others.
Thanks, Jeannie. Sorry, did you have something else?
No, I think that's it.
Great. Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I love our facilitators. Can I just say that, Catherine?
Yeah, we're lucky.
We really have the most amazing, amazing group of women that we're working with right now. We're so
And
lucky.
I'm sure we have an amazing group of women that are on this call with us right now.
I know. It's like, oh, juice everywhere.
Yep.
Yumminess everywhere.
Sophia, do you want to say the next part of what they can, how they, what they'll learn and gain and benefit?
Well, let's see.
We
have about 7 minutes left, so I think what I'd like to do is, I think Sylvia and Jeannie said it quite well about what you get from being a facilitator. So I think if we can just take a few questions, why don't we do that before we do our last bit?
Okay. So if you have a question, would you please press 1 on your keypad? Questions. Benin, you have the mic.
Thanks. This has been really wonderful. I had a question about the group trainings. Are they in person, or are they on the phone or Skyping, or how does that happen?
Everything is on the phone because we're scattered all across the country.
Right.
And all the calls are recorded. So if you have to miss it for some reason, you can listen to it later, or you can re-listen to it if you were on the call live. Although for the group trainings themselves, we do require that you be on it live because that's your first introduction. But like the monthly calls after that, sometimes people have to miss for some reason, and that's okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
But then the salons that you're leading, those are live. And those
right.
Are live.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't want to make any assumptions.
Got it. Thank you, Catherine, for that clarification.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Fiona.
You're welcome.
And Susan, you have the mic.
Hi. Yes, thanks. I wanted to know how would I find out what other people in my area are also interested.
Where are you based, Susan?
I'm in D.C.
Oh, you're in D.C. Okay. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll put out the feelers for who else is in D.C., and I think, Catherine, you and I can talk about it offline and see who else is in D.C. And, Susan, the three of us can have that conversation as well. And we can also send some emails and see.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm just looking. I think we have December. We have a course coming, a Queen course coming up in D.C.
Ooh.
The first weekend of December. So that would be another great opportunity to,
mm-hmm.
you know, for sure have people for the course.
Ready-made salon right there.
Yep. Great. Any other questions?
Or comments?
Or comments? Anita. Anita, you have the mic. Thank you.
Yes. I'm in the San Diego area, and I'm interested in connecting with people as well. We have an existing salon, but we've outgrown ourselves with all the enthusiastic queens out there. So mm-hmm. I did send you an email as well, you know, asking if, you know, we could connect with some other people to share the salon training as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, it's so funny. San Diego just exploded. They had never had a salon there before, and I think San Diego started in February, maybe January or February, they had their first salon. And they so quickly outgrew the space. I think they were up to 20 people in a meeting. And it was it was crazy. So we actually have talked about, and we knew this before they even started the salon, that there might be the need for one both in San Diego itself and then one like outside, like maybe northern part of the San Diego area or something like that, just to kind of help spread it out a little bit. So that is something that we can definitely explore and talk about. And Anita, if you could send us a note, I don't know if you sent one already. I haven't checked my email yet, but we can have that conversation about what would make sense to do in San Diego. And I think there were a couple of other ladies who were also interested as well in joining in.
Right. Well, we have just a couple minutes left, so do you want to...
Yeah, so of course a big question
for them.
Big
yeah,
question. How do you actually become a facilitator? How do you actually join in all this fun? So we have our next training class is set to begin on July 15th, which is a Tuesday, and that would be the first hour of the group training, and then the subsequent two group trainings, 1 hour each, would be scheduled based upon who's in the program and what works with all of our schedules. But the first one is set to start July 15th on a Tuesday. And there is an application that we ask everybody to fill out, and it's available at queensalons.net. And I believe it's right up at the very top. There's a clickable link for it, and it'll... just kind of follow that link and it'll take you to the application. And we encourage you to download that and fill it in and then get it back to us by Friday, June 27th. So that's a couple weeks from now, almost 3 weeks from now. That'll give you some time to think about it, to explore, to ask us any questions. If you have any, you can send us an email, of course. And we ask you to really read through the description that's attached to the application and see if those requirements fit you in your life at this time. And we accept the applicants into the program based on several factors. You know, demonstrated queenliness in your life, because you're going to be a role model eventually, and your vision for your community, that's to set the intention and create the space, and your capacity to be or become a facilitator, you know, somebody who listens and who guides and who leads and is of service. And we also take a look at how sustainable a salon is in your area, because it's something that, you know, we hold very dear to our hearts. We want you to succeed, and we want you to win at what you're doing. So we want to make sure that it's all possible. So those are some of the different things we look at. And so we encourage you to go ahead and take a look at that application, fill it out, get it to us by June 27th or earlier. Sooner is better, actually, because that gives us time to look at it. And then we'll get back to you, you know, a few days after that and have a conversation and then start July 15th.
And this call is being recorded, too, so we will send you an email, like a follow-up email, and just give you the link to this recording and also the dates of the June salons that are being held now. And there's some open houses coming up, too, so we'll give you kind of a lay of the land of what's coming up. And if you have further questions, and I see there's a couple of people, but just for the time, I'm so sorry. I think we have to honor the time, Fiona, which is something that we do at salons.
Yes, that's one of our biggest challenges.
Yes.
Is setting the boundary on time. But we learn.
Yes, Diane and Bryn, I see you have your hands up. It came on after I said any more questions. I'm so sorry. But if you could email us your questions, we're happy to answer them.
Yes, please send us an email.
Yes. And we just thank you for your interest in the Queen Salons and being willing to create or support your community if there is already one. And thank you for, we hope that we get to see you in this program, and we're inspired by you and your generosity, because I know whoever even just came on this call is a source, is a beacon for her realm and your community. So thank you for that. And we wish, that you, as you share and contribute your light and your noble qualities, that the people around you are inspired to also provide for your vision, that you have lots of support and help in creating a queen salon, if that's what you choose to do, that it goes easily and with joy, and that your tanks are always full. So we thank you so much for your time and your energy, and we look forward to, if this is something that resonates with you, to being with you for the next year. Any final words from you, Fiona?
Just one quick housekeeping thing is to find us, to send an email. It's queens, plural, at queensalons.net. Or if you go on to the website, queensalons.net, there's a Contact Us tab on there. So you can also send us a note that way.
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, can we, say something? I'll say goodnight before.
Yes, I think we should all say goodnight. Can we open
up
the mic for them?
Yes, they're open. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Lovely hearing from you all.
Thank you.